T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Old Globe presents Clint Black's Looking for Christmas opened this past weekend. And if you are like we were when you say, I didn't know Clint Black can write a musical, let's ask him right now. Hey, Clint Black, what's up, man?
Well, I've been writing a musical.
So I know that, you know, you've done acting in the past, and it obviously is something that you enjoyed. What took you down this path, though, to do a musical?
You know, it had tried to happen to me a couple of times already, and that they didn't materialize, but it had whetted my appetite. And I'd been offered some roles on Broadway and always turned them down because it's so hard.
Yeah.
And I met this guy, James Sasser, at an event, and we were talking. He does Broadway, has his whole life, and asked if I'd ever thought about doing it. I said, no, it's too hard. But I thought about writing something for Broadway, and that led to us talking about what that would be. One of my ideas was doing something with a Christmas album. And when I reissued the Christmas music with two new songs in 2004, it was under the title Christmas With You, which was one of the new songs I added to the collection. And that song was inspired by the military families. We were just going to war with Iraq. It was at Christmas time, and we were thinking that they were going to be apart. And so we used that as the inspiration for the song. Talking this through with James, we said, well, this has to be the story.
In a beautiful theater, the Old Globe presents Clint Black's Looking for Christmas. It's out and out, runs through December 31st. Clint, you've won CMAs, ACMs, Grammys. You write your own music. You put together countless records in your awesome country music career. How much harder is what you've just done than doing that? Or is it?
It's a longer process, and I'm collaborating on it with James, and then now the director and all the cast and all the technical people and the dramaturgy department here. So it's a larger collaboration than I'm used to. It's a challenge. It's a different work process, and I've been enjoying it, but it's as torturous as working on an album. When I'm working on an album, it's there's no sleep. The song in my head goes off at 5 a.m., and it's not going to stop until I address the problems I have with it. And the same thing's happening here. I wake up to my concerns on page 59, and I can't go back to sleep until I get up and think about it and work on it.
Do you want to go through those concerns now?
Yes. First of all, page 59 has a 59 and a 59B.
Uh-oh.
And I don't understand. Why is it not 60, man?
Right? Where is your quiet place? What do you do? Calm all that down.
I hang upside down by my feet in a dark room, and I've found that people don't want to be around that, and so I'm left alone. And, of course, that's not true, but sounds good.
I don't know at this point with you.
I know.
I'm just looking at you like, okay.
I've gone into the absurd. I've been up too long.
I found out a fun fact about you today, something I didn't know. I mean, I've been in country music for a long time.
I'm afraid now.
So. I didn't know that you were also a drummer.
I am not a drummer. I play the drums.
Okay. It makes me like you more, and I'll explain why. But I have this affinity for drummers. My father was a drummer, and I'm married to a drummer. And two of my nephews are drummers, and my sister married a drummer. And it's like it's obviously somehow in my blood. So I wonder if deep down I kind of got that vibe off you. So maybe that's what it was.
That could be it. It sounds like you could start your own marching band.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, they're everywhere in my family. It's crazy.
I don't feel cool when I'm playing them, but I don't care. When I'm back there, I played my PBS special. John Rich sat in, and I got behind the drums and played while he sang a song. And it's weird. I don't feel cool at all, and I should feel cool.
No,
I should feel cool. I feel like I'm I'm a guy in a cowboy hat playing the drums. I may be doing it well at times, but maybe a leather jacket will do it.
Clint Black is here in San Diego as the Old Globe presents Clint Black's Looking for Christmas. We've heard great things. Can't wait to see the show. We sent a bunch of KSON family out there as well. It's great to see you again, man.
See you.
Great to be here at the Old Globe. Thanks for the chit-chat today, pal.
It's great to see you guys.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.